Deputy Mayor Giovanna Simpson, good morning.
Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Now, last night you had your council meeting. How did that go?
We certainly did. I'll tell you what, Lee, the attendance was wonderful. We
had getting good numbers there.
Yeah, really good numbers. So looking forward to when we can actually open it right up.
But COVID restrictions still apply at the moment, even though we've got no cases here in Tasmania, unlike Victoria.
Yeah, unlike Victoria, which is a bit of a sad at the moment. So don't go booking a trip to Melbourne anytime soon, Lee.
No, we'll stay right here.
Stay right away. But the audio, Lee, for the meeting last night will be made available today. So if anyone does want to go back and have a bit of a listen, you can do that.
So if you've got any questions at all, you're quite welcome to head along to the meetings.
Absolutely. So you can put your questions in, and we have a time frame, of course, for those to happen. So put your questions in and we can answer them at the meeting. But Lee, just a reminder too, because a lot of people did miss out, so just remember to book in early for the meetings, and there's a tab for that on the website.
Okay, so when will the next council meeting be? It's obviously on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night, the end of next month.
Fantastic.
So yep.
Some work's been carried out, so let's have a look at the work currently underway at the Acton Recreational Ground Oval, I think to replace the cricket pitch there that's existing.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. So it's going to replace that pitch with a new compliance standard pitch. Now, that'll be complete with synthetic matting as well on the pitch surface. So it's really going to up the ante there at the Acton Oval.
Yeah, I used to play on that cricket pitch there when
did
I used to play
really?
For Natone.
How did I not know that? I would have come and watched you.
And Yola all those years ago. And I noticed it was a little bit skinny there, so this is going to be a more wider pitch, I believe.
Yeah, that's right, Lee. It'd be a wider pitch orientated north-south, and it's going to improve the safety of play with regard to the ground aspect, of course, and the afternoon sun. It'll bring the ground up to contemporary Australian standards for regional cricket as well. So, you know, it's really important that we do those works.
Yeah, those in the Birdie Cricket League that utilise that area will be pleased to hear that now. All these things cost money. So
they do.
And
yes.
Is there a grant? Is there a funding grant associated with this?
Yeah, there is a 50% funded grant from Cricket Tasmania, and that will benefit cricket along the coast, including the Burnie Cricket League and Cricket Northwest players as well.
Okay, and I guess the pitch changes will facilitate the ongoing development for junior, also women's cricket, which has really picked up in the last few years, hasn't it?
Hasn't it really? Along with footy, women's cricket has really, really picked up. So, and of course, it's also available for public use as well, Lee. So it's not just for the leagues. Of course, the public can go and use that facility as well. So that's great. You can't go wrong.
Gee, registrations are now open for the Mentors in Violence Prevention Program.
That is right, Lee. Now, these are free workshops. They're happening at the Burnie Arts and Functions Centre, and the program is open to all members of the community. So it's not just, I'm a youth counsellor at schools, but it's not just for people like myself, it's for all members of community to help give those members the skills to prevent violence against women, Lee.
And not only violence against women, but also violence against men.
Absolutely. It doesn't discriminate. It could be men or women. And that's a really good point to bring up.
Yeah, we shouldn't forget that too, because there are men in our society that get the violence. So
that's
it's
exactly
not just about the women, but great to have men.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And a really good point. Now, that's happening, Lee, on Thursday the 10th of June from 9:30 till 2 p.m. at the Burnie Arts and Function Centre. And you can get more details of that on our Facebook page. So if you don't like that already, head on and hit click
if
or
we
just like.
Fantastic. Now, if we go back a little, I think early of this month, I think about the 3rd of May, 3rd or 4th of May, Burnie City Council announced that it has decided to change the way it delivers a number of services in our community.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Lee. And we've had lots of questions, of course. So we've now got a dedicated page on our website. Now, that page, Lee, includes all related media releases and fact sheets. So if anyone's got any questions or they're not sure about what's going on, they can head on there and look at the frequently asked questions in detail.
Okay, so if you've got any questions at all, just head along to that website.
Yeah, and that's the best thing to do, Lee. Now, it does include an overview of the service delivery changes. We've got the financial positions on there and, of course, the post-staff consultation period process. So if anyone's got any questions, head online and hopefully, you know, we think this is going to be really helpful to the community. But, you know, if you don't think that anything on there, Lee, answers your questions, just give us a buzz at council and we'll answer it for you.
That's a premium opportunity for the people in our community and the Burnie City Council to interact.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And answer any questions, you know, that they want. That's what we're here for. And, you know, make the community a better place. So, it's all there. So head online, have a bit of a look, Lee, and, you know, we'll do our best to answer anything we can.